sir, before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Brian Joshua Garcia.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, let's see who's going to conduct your hearing at this time. Anybody here, Mr. Garcia? Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will lead your panel this morning, so just hang on, sir. And the next voice you hear will be that of the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Good morning. Mr. Garcia, could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Brian Joshua Garcia, 223379.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the four allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on July 2nd. You signed a paper that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that paper is a list of your hearing rights. One of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in the hearing?
I represent myself.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video conference screen, to your right, my left, all the way at the end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right over here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll lead your hearing today. We also have with us in the room Community Corrections Officer Steve Turner, who is with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear to both of you in, Mr. Garcia and Mr. Turner. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Garcia, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I need you to tell me if they're true or false as I read each one. So we'll start phase one, and here is the first allegation. That you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 13, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated March 27, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
True.
That's true? Okay, sir. The allegation number 2, that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 14, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated March 27, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
True.
True? Okay. Allegation number 3, that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about March 15, 2018, for the task laboratory dated March 16, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. Excuse me. And the last allegation, number 4, is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in person for a contact visit on or about March 26, 2018, as directed in writing on March 25, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. Based on Mr. Garcia's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
Okay. Oh, okay. Motion by myself, seconded by, I guess I heard Mr. Johnson first, probably because he's closer. And agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Pino. Okay, Mr. Garcia, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which may be the more important part to you, and that is if your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But sir, before we proceed too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line there, and I'm sorry, sir?
Oh, no, they've been on here.
Oh, okay, all right, just stay on the line there, and Mr. Truman's going to give us some information, and we'll be back to ask you some questions in just a minute. Okay, sir, Mr. Truman.
Mr. Garcia was released from ADC custody on 1/11/2018, and arrested on 6/8/2018 by the Mojave County Sheriff's Office on new felony charges of possession of drug paraphernalia. Returned back to ADC custody on 6/12/2018, with an adjusted release date of 11/24/2018, with 74 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, failure to appear, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2005, commitment A, count one, theft, 5 years. 2005, commitment A, count two, burglary, second degree, 5 years. 2005, commitment B, count two, conducting a chop shop, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment B, count three, theft, means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment B, count four, theft, 1 year. 2013, theft, 3 years and 6 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STJ information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2011, TIS release. He was arrested and revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations is moderate but drugs noted. Other arrests, 2013, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G6, V6. Status of charges, according to the court, the charges have been dismissed.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, back to you, Mr. Garcia. You have a written summary. It looks like you were approved to live with Donna Phipps in Avondale, Arizona. Is that a relative of yours or a friend or?
It's my actual great aunt.
That's your great aunt? Okay.
Yes.
And did you stay there the whole time?
I stayed in November up until around the 24th, I'm thinking, of March.
Okay, about to March 24th. And then where'd you go?
I had to come home from a brother I was with in the past to go meet my son. So I went up there to Kingman to go do the DNA test and meet him. And I ended up getting a job offer up there, so I ended up staying there.
Okay, so you went up to Kingman about around the 24th or 25th of March then?
Yes.
Okay. And did you, you said you were working. What were you doing up there?
I was working for James A. Fleming, aesthetic inspector.
Oh, okay.
Which I still have a job. When I get out, as soon as I get out, I get a job and a place living with my boss.
All right, excellent. That's a good thing. It looks like you were referred for anger management, but you didn't complete. What happened with that?
Well, anger management, I've never had anything about anger management.
Huh. It says here February 7th, you were referred to the CAP program.
I don't know what's that, MT or
MRC?
Not MRC. I don't know, it wasn't anger management, more like
Oh, was it? Okay. And did you complete, though?
No, I only went once, and then everything was bad. You know, I ended up going to Kingman for Mount County and stuff.
Okay, so that's when you moved to Kingman. That's why you didn't complete that.
Yeah, okay. I did it one time.
Okay, and it looks like you had some series of urines. Of course, those were some of the allegations. But it looks like you had a couple that tested positive for methamphetamine, sir. What was that? What was going on?
I figured out after all these years I had a huge drug problem. You know, I mean, right now it's actually most likely clean in years for 2 months, time.
Well, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Yeah. Okay, so you've had, how long have you used meth?
Since I was 15 years old.
Okay, so you're 15 and you're now, how old are you now? 33. Half your life. Okay, so, but it looks like you had a couple of positives. You had positives in February, and then you had some negatives. Did you quit using for a little bit?
Yeah, I had a, well, mentally, last, in 65 days, so I was working at waste management, and I had to, you know, show that job.
I see. Okay. Okay. Was your great aunt aware that you were using meth?
No, she had no idea, and she had no idea that her son, which was living with us there, is using, and that was one of the big downfalls, was that she keeps a little mess to me, you know, she's like 50.
Okay. All right, sir. And I noticed that you have disciplinary in the prison, and it's around drugs. Did you continue to use while you were in prison?
Yeah, it was, like I said, this is the first time ever, and I've been clean for 2 months and years. Yeah. Just living in prison doesn't mean I'm being clean, you know.
Right, we know drugs are available in prison, so. So it looks like you've had quite a struggle with it. Have you, what do you think about the future? I mean, what, are you planning to continue?
No, I don't. I'm going to tell you, I have one authority that I think can shut this down every week with my son for months. I spend every weekend when I was up in Mojave County with that little boy. He's 3 years old. He's the greatest thing I've ever. This is my first kid. I've never had a kid. And he changed my life. I mean, like, I'm so happy. So happy to have him in my life. Because I know I have a purpose now. And yeah, I'm done with drugs. You know, I wish I would have had him a long time ago because I mean, I've been way better life. And standing around with Chris.
Well, that's good to hear. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Mr. Rodriguez? Or Garcia, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else that, that the board should consider?
Yeah. If you have a job up there, ready for me, I have a place waiting for me. If that's not a possibility, a happy house would be really great. And, like, if I start to myself, I'm trying to establish me my son, because his mom is going to prison, and she has to take over to raise him. And I'm all for that, and I know how to do it. And I just need to get out to myself established. And, I'm done with this life. I'm done with it.
Okay, so I do have one question for you that I failed to ask before, and that is, did it occur to you to call your parole officer, especially when you moved to Cayman?
Well, I had lost my phone, I lost both of my phones at the time, and when I got the message, I was already like, he's going to tell me to come back, and good job working, good chance to have my son, and I didn't really think he would try to get information on parole. So I stayed up there and did contact him. But I did try to contact him one time.
Okay.
And he went to a voicemail for nice advice and I lost motivation after that.
Okay. But you knew that you were supposed to stay in touch with him?
Yes, I did. And I believe he left a message on my phone which made me call him after I got that job. So I was going to try to talk to me, but, you know, to let me stay up there where I had a place and good support and knowledge and advice.
Okay, sir. All right, Mr. Garcia, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all the discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so just stay on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Can I say one thing?
You sure may, go ahead.
I'm just not the end of it, I still have orders for probation, so I'm glad to take any help that you guys need. No, that's all.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Garcia appears to be someone who is just turned the corner. He knows how great he feels not using drugs now that he's sober. And he's got his son to, he says, a reason to live. So, a reason to be there. So, unfortunately, he absconded for 74 days and did not contact his parole officer. It doesn't sound like he was engaging in criminal activity, although we have no way of verifying that. So I do not see him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any information from fellow board members? Okay. Then, based on information in warrant 2018W1033, our discussion with Mr. Garcia, information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Garcia was delinquent but violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 74 days and also using methamphetamine while he was on community supervision.
Second?
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Gray, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Garcia, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. And you were showing your release date of November 24th. So that's, it seems like a long ways away, but it's really not that far. We want you to be safe and be healthy, and please do consider continuing on your current path of sobriety. We know you've got your son there waiting for you, and you will be there. But you'll be there sober, and you'll be able to take care of him. And we wish you the best, sir. It sounds like you've made your mind up. I really hope that's true. So thank you so much for participating in your hearing today, and this will end your hearing, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Please give the phone back to your CO3.
All right.
Thank you.